Today's great quote in franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Nick Friedman, who is the founder of College Hunks Hauling and Junk and Moving Franchise Opportunity. And Nick said something really quite brilliant on our show that we haven't heard in over a decade of doing franchise interviews. We started speaking about the four F's of franchising, and interesting enough, we ended up with five F's of franchising as we were doing the interview with Nick. And, you know, in marketing, we talk about the four P's of marketing, which is product, price, promotion, and place. So I thought this was really brilliant what Nick said. So here we go with Nick Friedman, the founder of College Hunks Hauling and Junk Moving Franchise Opportunity.
History. What, you know, the majority of our listeners, we call them, Nick, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
You know, what I like to say is there's four F's when considering a franchise, which is also, I guess, starts with a letter F. So, you know, there's four F's that come out of a franchise. And I think this is what a prospective franchise should think of when they're considering what franchise they want to pursue. And this is, quite frankly, I think what franchisors should consider when they're evaluating a prospective franchisee. So the first F is fit. You know, do they fit? In other words, do they have transferable skills that can make them effective at this business? Have they done anything in their prior professional or personal lives that would make them be successful in this type of business? The second piece is the family side. In other words, does their family support them in them pursuing this endeavor, whether it's their husband or wife or kids or parents? You know, do they believe in them? Because you don't want things to get tough in their inner circle to say, I told you so. You want them to, you know, kind of cheer them on to get through it. The financial piece is important. In other words, are they capitalized to be able to invest in the opportunity? And do they have realistic financial expectations? And then the last F is the fun factor. You know, can we have fun working with this individual? You know, franchising very much like a partnership, even though that's not typically called that. You got to have, you know, an alignment of vision and values to be able to enjoy working together. So that's really what we look for. You know, we want people that believe in the secret sauce that we've already developed. We don't want somebody to come tell us that they think it should be done differently. We want them to tell us that they believe in what we've created. And sure, we would, you know, want to continuously improve and encourage ideas, but not, you know, we want folks that believe in the system and are going to execute the system rather than trying to shortcut success by doing it, you know, doing it their own way. And I think that's, you know, really no different in our system than any other franchise model that is going to be successful long term. They need to really take into account those factors.
That's great, Nick. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast. Anytime we hear, Michael Gerber's been in there a couple times, but we're going to put that one in there because I haven't heard that in over a decade. And I think that's great advice to our listeners. It's really fantastic because it's true. I mean, you could really, your business, you could teach to anybody, couldn't you? I mean, pretty much, it's interesting in putting those factors in there, like family support, and even fun. I haven't heard that, but it should be an enjoyable business. And, because it is a stressful situation for the customers, I guess you got to be able to put a smile on your customer's face, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, there's over 3,000 franchise opportunities out there. So, mm-hmm. What's going to separate one from the other? It's got to be something that you can enjoy. And I guess I'll grab another F out of there. I'm on a roll here. Fulfillment. Is it something that,
yes.
We're going to be fulfilled doing day in and day out? Because I think franchising is a lot like a gym membership. If you join a gym, you've got fitness goals. You're getting access to all types of equipment, personal trainers, coaches, workout groups, but you still got to go and show up and do the work. So if you buy a franchise, you're getting access to the business model in a box. You're getting access to trainers, coaches, fellow franchisees that you can, hold each other accountable with, but you still got to show up and put in the effort to execute that business model. So that's where I think those factors come into play.
Once you decide that, you do like them, and they like you, Nick, and there is a fit, what is the training like? I mean, do they typically come to Florida for training? How does that work?
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Nick Freeman of the College Hunks Hauling and Junk Moving Franchise Opportunity, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our Franchise Interviews by Category page, and then go to our Home Repair and Improvements page, and you'll be able to listen to that whole show with Nick Freeman. It was really a fantastic interview. It was great to finally have Nick on the show. And lastly, we'd just like to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big hit. It's hard to imagine we've been doing it now over 10 years, and it's just amazing to see where the podcast has gone. So thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, sponsored by Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.